from WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A local theater company debuts a show tonight at Florida Southwestern State College that is a first for Fort Myers. Theater Conspiracies for Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough features all-black cast, director, and stage manager. WGCU's Amy Tardiff reports the company's artistic director hopes this is the start of regular shows geared toward minority artists.
Somebody, anybody, sing a black girl's song. Bring her out to know herself, to know you. But sing her rhythms.
As soon as 42-year-old Fort Myers-born actress and married mother of three, Sonia McCarter, heard Theater Conspiracy was staging for colored girls who have considered suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough, she was on board.
I wasn't really so much focusing on who was doing it, but the fact that it was something that was going to be done, and I wanted to be a part of it. As soon as I heard, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go audition.
McCarter has performed with the Naples Players and Cape Coral's Cultural Park Theater, but she says there aren't enough meaty roles for her here. In this acclaimed series of poetic monologues centered around women who have suffered oppression in a racist and sexist society, she has found plenty.
Life. She's been dead so long, closed in silence so long, she doesn't know the sound of her own voice. She's half notes, scattered, without rhythm, no tune. Sing her sigh.
I have a piece.
Sing the song.
It was a very challenging piece for me, but one that is soul-searching. It's one of those poems where you look at it and you say, what could have possibly happened to this woman to where this is where she ends up? And this is how she relates to men in her life, what could have happened to her. And in that sense, I believe that even though these poems are for colored girls, any woman will find themselves in these poems.
Director Patricia Eidlett says the show is personal to her. She saw it on Broadway years ago. She has performed in it. And when she was asked to direct it here, she said,
Eureka.
Because after growing up here, directing theater in Canada, acting at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival, and in TV shows such as Dead Like Me, Battlestar Galactica, and Psych, she was back home substitute teaching by day and waiting for the right opportunity.
And I am always looking for a dark face, for a black girl. You want to see yourself. Not that other people are not that, but, you know, you don't want them at the table, but you want to see yourself. Everyone does. And certainly I would like to. You know, in my hometown, it would be really nice.
Theater Conspiracy artistic director Bill Taylor says he was pleasantly surprised 18 women of color turned out for the auditions. There was so much talent, he chose 8 women for the 7 roles. Now he hopes he's pleasantly surprised by audience turnout.
I hope that the residents and visitors of Southwest Florida will come out and support something like this. You know, it's new. I don't know of a show that's been produced locally with this big of a minority cast, you know, and a show like this. So I just hope it gets the support.
Taylor credits stage manager Marcus Colon with the number of actresses who came out. The Florida Southwestern State College student has performed on stage and behind the scenes in local theater. He has his own theater company in the minority community that puts on plays with such themes as stopping violence. He says working on For Colored Girls is an honor. He's working social media to fill seats. And he says he hopes to be a role model for the minority community.
If they start seeing that there's another way, that I don't have to rap. And I don't have to play basketball to make it out of the ghetto. I always wanted to act. I write stories. We'll take those stories, put them into a play, come out to a real university or a real state college and learn something and learn how to actually write the play in the correct way. Learn the steps of doing the backstory on your characters. Learn shirtlift and Udahagen and all these different methods of acting.
Theater Conspiracy's ultimate dream is to create a facility like the Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers' predominantly black Dunbar community. The gallery would exhibit work by minority artists, and the theater would have work geared toward minority actors, dancers, and musicians. Bill Taylor says his next season will consist of work by all female playwrights, including one black British playwright and one Latina playwright. The plan is to cover the history of women in the theater, working forward through time. Amy Tardiff, WGCU News.
awesome.